found some. We never did use that mailbox, but the boy come down through there one night and run over and tore it all to pieces. My brother just, and I had that plastic off, and he gave him that bolted through that mailbox from the outside, just for antiquing.
Yes.
And he tore it all to pieces, mailbox.
What they, that, did they ever use what they call a harrow plow?
Oh, yeah, harrow. You know, they run that old smooth ground.
Harrow.
Mm-hmm.
Had teeth in it. Mm-hmm.
They kind of pulverize the ground up, mm-hmm. kind of make it real fine.
Make it level.
Brake plow turned and be clogged, you know.
Yes.
That would just make them have it good and smooth, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I drove. It had double. My daddy had a double. The full one section was just about as wide as from here to there. And then they was fixed where you could put them both together and put two new to them, you know. And just there where you found off. We had a big field down there, had 10 acres in it. That was a big field back then days. And we break it up broadcast and dag that hair over. They get it smooth and then, well, they, and you know the way my dad used to lay off roads? Now that field, them roads was as long as from here, the other side of that rail fence, there's the end of it. And we, you know how he would lay off a bird just as straight as a rifle barrel. And you know the way he done that?
How that?
He got him a white piece of cloth, just about as white as that paper bag without the right on his cloth. And he hung it up high in at the other end on a stop. He had that where he could push it down the ground. He's up the other side of that white cloth. And he had a mule, a plow mule that would, whenever you hollered haw, he'd get over that. When you say haw, and that meant to your left when you say haw.
Telephone.
And when you meant for him to go G, you'd say G when Winston meant for him to go to the right, I mean.
Yes.
And whenever you said haw, he'd get over that right like G. Well, he'd have that up. And then that mule, his ears would be sticking up. And he wouldn't pay no attention to his plow. He's holding his plow and he's looking right between that mule's ears and sighting just like you sighting down a gun barrel. That white cloth was on it. Had it, his width, you wouldn't have them 4 feet apart. He'd go straight to it. And then he'd turn around there 4 feet from it. And then he'd move that up before you come back to your next one. You had one at each end. And boy, them roads would be just as straight as a rifle barrel.
Oh,
that's true. You've been from son of a Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. Well, that big field down there, I can show it to you. I think about it every time I go. Every time me and my son go to Tuscaloosa, I tell him, Dickie, I've made many a track in that field there, and most of them was barefoot track. That's the way, and them roads were straight too. And one year there, he had what's called a check road. It was level. It was that field of 10 acres, and it was just as level as this floor here. And he'd go across here. And he had check, you know, everywhere. He like you. If your rows were 4 foot apart, you'd have your them now going 4 foot apart. Well, you could plow you wouldn't have to hold none then, you know. You plow it this way and then this way and that clean roll, middle and all.
I guess
see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's right. Check the place.
We're talking about all this kind
but you couldn't do that now on the hillside where it wasn't level.
Well, yeah,
that's the way he done that. And it, a lot of folks done that around where it'd have enough, you know. Of course, just a small place, it wouldn't. It would be a big field, something like 10 acres.
Do it like that?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about all those implements and tools and things around that. What do you call those things you'd put? You're going to shoot a revolver or a pistol. What would you call the things you'd put in there to shoot? You know, you'd stick those in there so you could shoot them out of a revolver?
Yeah.
What would you call those?